Why don't you do it in the circle, do it in the square, do it in the tux or in your underwear? Nobody's watching, nobody cares, so just get out there and dance. Why don't you do it with your feet, do it with your hands, do it to a record, you can do it to a band. What part of boogie don't you understand? Just get out there and dance. Why don't you get out there? You gotta get in the groove. Let things get loose, let everything move. Your head starts to bobbing, your toes just start to tapping, now your hands start to clapping. Now anything can happen, so step it to the left, step it to the right, shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. Long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. Well, you can do it to a polka, do it to a waltz, do it in the line with some guy shouting calls. You don't have fun, it's your own damn fault. I said, get out there and dance. Yeah, you can do it in the morning, in the afternoon, underneath the chandelier, underneath the moon. If you don't have music, hum yourself a tune, but just get out there and dance. Why don't you get out there and get in the groove? Let things get loose, let everything move. Your head starts to bobbing, your toes just start to tapping, your hands just start to clapping. Now anything can happen, so step it to the left, step it to the right, shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. The longer you're doing it right, just get out there.
Couple there was that they actually started dancing on their walk to the open space over there. They were very much in sync on the way there.
I'll try. We're going to feature the fiddle and the guitar and the mandolin and the bass on the next song. This is about the fiddle, actually. No banjo, no thank you. We couldn't bring it, folks. It's just, there wasn't room. But
on Southwest, bags fly free, but not banjos.
They're gradually tightening the rules, even on Southwest. Anyway, the fiddle player, there was a fiddle player who was about to be hanged for some terrible crime, and they asked him, you know, if he'd like a cigar or something before his, you know, like his last wish, cigar or maybe a steak or something.
Sierra Nevada.
And he said, no, I'd like to borrow that fiddle. I'd like to play the fiddle one last time. So he started playing, and he played pretty good. And he played faster and faster. Pretty soon everybody's up and dancing, and while they were doing that, he ducked out the back, and that's why still to this day there's so many fiddle players around. This is called the Hangman's Reel.